what did you, and I guess Ilya, do? You know, you have your draft Friday night. What did you get a chance to do these last couple of days while you waited for this?
Yeah, Saturday I went back to the draft and saw a couple of my buddies go. And then my family and I went to Niagara Falls for the rest of the day. And so that was pretty cool. I'd never seen it before. So something I never seen before out west. And yeah, and then Sunday just kind of hanging out as my family left. And then just spending time with the prospects here and hanging around everyone.
How was your first taste of the professional off-ice fitness stuff that you had to do?
Yeah, it was a tough day in the gym, but I mean, everyone's doing it. It's fun to kind of see what everyone else is getting and what you're getting and competing that way. I'm glad it's over for sure, but it was fun.
How would you describe, you know, from the moment you were drafted Friday to right now, has it been a whirlwind? Have you taken in stride? You know, has it been overwhelming? What's this been like for you the last 72 plus hours?
Yeah, I'd say whirlwind. It's, like I said, something you only experience once, so you just try and be where your feet are and enjoy it. But it's definitely, yeah, it's busy, it's super exciting, and it's just a lot of fun.
Has it sunk in yet for you that you're in the NHL now?
Yeah, well, not quite there, but I guess one step closer. I don't know if it's sunken in yet. I think maybe today it's kind of started to, and just being on the ice with all the guys and starting camp.
What was it like to hear from Yarmo and Lindy today?
Yeah, it's nice getting to know them more and more and just being around them and kind of the way the Sabres do it and the culture and things like that and principles of how they handle themselves every day is something nice to learn and start to kind of engrave in my habits as well.
Do you know in your head at all how many years you get to play at Denver? I mean, how long you might play college? You might go for a year, go for 2 years. Do you have in your head yet how long you
I think perfect world, it'd be 1 year. Definitely not scared of two. I think, I mean, no rush at all to jump into the league. I want to make an impact when I do. So, definitely if it's 2 years, then I'm completely fine with that. I just kind of assess at the end of next year and go from there.
What are you planning to study at Denver?
Pardon me?
What are you planning to study at Denver?
I'm taking business. Yeah. And I haven't declared for a major yet, but I'll just kind of explore.
I know it's been a busy weekend for you. Are you able to take away anything, the biggest lesson you've learned?
Yeah, I've heard from lots of guys. It only happens once, so just enjoy it. That's kind of the way I've tried to think about it and go with it. Yeah, just be where your feet are. I mean, Friday night with my family was a lot of fun and just a lot of excitement around the whole night. So, yeah, I'd say that's the biggest thing, just enjoying it.
What's it like that when you prepared for the draft, I'm sure you never gave Buffalo a thought. Everybody knows what teams are at the top of the draft. Then all of a sudden they trade into it, and you talk to them, and you said the other day, it's a possibility. What was that like suddenly getting into the mode that it could be Buffalo when I'm sure you hadn't given them any thought for most of the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's super exciting. I think trades around the draft is definitely a lot of excitement for players and fans and organization and everyone. So once they made that trade and knowing it was a possibility, it's yeah, super cool and exciting. You look at their playoff run this past year, it's a lot of fun to watch, and you see the crowds and everything, and there's a fun team to watch. So they're trending in the right direction, and definitely super excited to be a Sabre.
Never had to worry about your size. What's it like when you're out there against guys like Cleaver and Merka, and you see the size they are? As I said, because you're considered a big player also.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of another level here. Yeah, those guys are big, strong, big guys. So just learning to, I guess, compete, battle against them, and maybe things that they do well that I can kind of try and add to my game.
Is there anybody out here that you knew from before, or is this like everybody?
Everyone is new. I've played against Mirka, drafted with Ilya, but other than this weekend, everyone is new.